It's Monday, April 10th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The March jobs report shows positive signs for the labor market's recovery, and a survey finds an alarming number of companies pressuring employees to cover up data breaches. This is the Business of Tech. Want to start the week off with good news. The March jobs data was released on Friday, and it's good. Quoting Axios, employers are adding jobs at a healthy but more moderate pace. New workers are re-entering the labor force in strong numbers, helping meet the demand for staff. As a result, wage gains are normalizing in a way that's consistent with the Federal Reserve's inflation target. If sustained, this not-too-hot, not-too-cold labor market could lead to an economy that resembles more the environment of 2019, with healthy job market, with steady job growth and low inflation, rather than the strange hothouse of 2021 and 2022. Payrolls rose by 236,000 last month, more than needed to keep up with the labor force growth, but well below the breakneck pace of hiring. And this segment? But for yet another month, workers came off the sidelines. Last month, the labor force grew by 480,000 workers. That is, about 500,000 more Americans either got a job or were looking for one. That's on top of the roughly 419,000 who did so in February. And finally, 81% of Americans in their prime working years are employed, the highest number since May 2001, according to the latest jobs report from Friday. Why do we care? Saying people don't want to work these days is simply untrue. The data doesn't bear it out. If you're having trouble hiring, complaining about people not wanting to work now is lazy and wrong. You'll need another solution. There's also a lot here. As I think about my 2023 predictions, I was predicting a bumpy ride. Maybe I was right for the wrong reasons. Turns out it may be bumpy because it's a bit more uneven than we might like, with a heavy layer of noise on top of it. Looking like 2019 sounds pretty good to me. Choosing to be optimistic also becomes part of the self-fulfilling prophecy. Optimism doesn't mean you don't plan. It does drive attitude. Well, let's go right to VentureBeat. Quote, new research released by cybersecurity vendor Bitdefender today surveyed over 400 IT and security professionals who work in companies with 1,000 or more employees. Bitdefender found that 42% of IT and security professionals surveyed had been told to keep breaches confidential, i.e. cover them up, when they should have been reported. Perhaps even more shockingly, 29.9% of respondents admitted to actually keeping a breach confidential instead of reporting it. This research highlights that an alarming number of organizations are willing to ignore their obligations to report data breaches to regulators and customers in an attempt to avoid legal and financial penalties. So why are so many tech leaders pressuring their staff to bury data breaches? The answer is that the cybersecurity threat landscape is becoming more and more demanding, with 52% of organizations experiencing a data breach within the last 12 months. This, as cyber also becomes more of a priority for companies at the board level. According to a Wall Street Journal survey released last month, more than three-fourths of board directors say their board has at least one cyber expert. Why do we care? Have you considered and prepared for your response if a customer asked you to cover up an incident? What about if you found an employee has? This isn't purely an intellectual exercise. 42% being asked to cover up a breach is shockingly high, with almost a third doing it. In any sizable customer base, you'll be asked. And having your answers ahead of time is the only sure way to handle this. Every 3 years, Carl Polichuk and Small Biz Thoughts bring you a spectacular two-day online conference, and they do it right. Mark your calendars and plan to join on May 17th and 18th at the SMB Online Conference 2023. Two full days of content, more than a dozen speakers, a special Killing It Live podcast recording, and much more. Save $100 by registering today at smbonlineconference.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Today, National Siblings Day. So take a moment to thank yours. It's also Global Work From Home Day. Very relevant to this audience. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.